This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Come on, Vaughn.
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. I tell you what we're after right now. Josh made beef jerky.
Oh, my goodness.
It's great.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Like four pieces of this beef jerky, and then I remembered I should probably offer some to Joe. Yeah, I want to.
I realized he was eating it.
I want a beef jerky station. Here's what's also happening. Sal's bringing in a brand new driver.
I needed to bring this driver in.
Yeah, you got fitted for a driver.
You'd be jealous that I got a brand new driver that I got fitted for.
Yeah.
It has the new. I told the chat I would do this. It has the new head cover there. But here it is, boys. I've not used it. I'm going to the driving range for the first time. Where's the camera? Here
we go. Yeah. Oh, new driver. Jeez.
Yep. Lefty.
Look at this.
I'm a lefty.
Look at this. We can zoom in.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I saw the chat maybe report.
You want to touch it?
They were reporting.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty hot.
I know.
But were we going to be jealous seeing this brand new driver? And my answer is, it's left-handed.
That's true. Yes, it is a lefty.
It might as well be a hockey stick to me.
It is a Callaway Paradigm 9.0 stiff shaft anti-slice.
Let me tell you. Listen, does this mean
to hit it into the woods?
Does this mean that now when we play golf, you're going to be dropping bombs on us? Because this is a development. I mean,
I don't know.
This is exciting.
There we go. I don't know. All I know is I went on the simulator, and I'm not kidding you when I say this. This was amazing to me. I've been fitted for irons before, not driver. It never seemed like it was worth it for me to do that, buy and spend that much money and like whatever. But when I got analyzed, I was hitting a 10 or a 9.5. And I was only carrying, not a really long hitter. I have a bit of a fade and it takes away my distance. I was only carrying like 195 to 200. Mm-hmm. He gives me a 9.0 in the stiff shaft and I'm carrying 220 consistently. Woo! And I'm like, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Get out
so,
there.
I don't know if it's going to translate and that's going to happen. I might go out to the driving range today for the first time. That's why I'm kind of dressed like this. And
get some swings in.
Yeah, that's right. And I might it might go all over the place. I have no idea.
Nice.
The chat thinks anti-slice is speaking my language. That is not correct. My miss is not a slice. My miss is two handsy dead duck pull left for like 2 years.
That's right.
It's tough. I went to the range yesterday too because this is the fun thing about golf. We've all experienced this. I had a little bit of time to burn. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hit the range. And I'm like, I feel good about my game. Owen and I played over the weekend. Oh, I played great. I go to the range. I'm like, I'm gonna lock in all the things I was doing because practice is how you get these things. And then how to hit at the range, just a disaster.
Okay, I will tell everybody.
just a mess.
Jeremy's a good golfer. He has his really good days and not good days sometimes,
that's
but
right.
you're a good golfer. I think you are the most paralysis by analysis golfer
I've ever met
in my life, though. This guy has every tool where he's like, I got to do this. I got this on my club. I got this showing me the wind.
He's watching golf TikToks every day.
Listen, the golf Instagram just comes to me and punches me in the face every day. I try to avoid it.
Yeah.
I just go out and try and hit it. And I said, you know what? All right, I did it. Let's go and do the thing. Mm. I still don't know. He taught me how to take the thing and screw this and turn it that. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't
the adjustments to it. You need like a little tool for that, I think, though. Yeah.
Yeah. All good.
All right. What else is going on in the chat here on YouTube? All right. Enjoy. Sal's got a brand new driver. Dropping bombs.
I got a brand new golf
Look
bag
out,
yesterday.
Bill's Media Golf
Should've
Tournament.
Brought that in.
You got a what?
I got a brand new golf bag yesterday. I should have brought that in to brag a little bit.
What did I get? I got a
new ball marker.
No, I bought sorry, I'll move my thing here. I bought stuff to clean my grips. There you go. That's my latest move. I'm gonna clean the grips on my club so they're a little more tacky. Golf is So my son's learning how to golf. He's got the, you know, a little kid club, and I prop up the wiffle ball on top of the grass and tell him to hit it. And he likes to swing. He likes to golf. And he likes it, of course, when he hits the ball and it goes up in the air and it goes he's hit it over the fence in the backyard. So occasionally he gets some hits. Whenever he doesn't get good contact, he's four, and he'll whine. Daddy, I was aiming over here, and it went over that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, buddy, that's the next 50 that's 50 years of your life. Get used to it. But I wanted it to go over that way. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. How do I do it? And then I have to say, I'm still trying to figure that out myself. How do you do it? I don't know. The beef is great. Is there more of that jerky? Give me some more of that jerky. How much of this did you make?
I took a 2.5-pound roast and made it all into jerky. Oh. So tons of it at home.
You just dehydrated this?
So
it's not smoked, right? No. Okay.
I don't have a smoker, unfortunately. But I found out that my air fryer at home has a dehydrate setting on it. So I set it to dehydrate for an hour. All it took was an hour. And it was ready to go. And yeah, it was a marinade with like some brown sugar, pepper, paprika, I think a little bit of garlic salt, Worcestershire sauce, and soy sauce.
Nice.
And it marinated for like almost like 48 hours too. So it probably helped a little bit.
This is a victory for us here.
I'm going to be making it all the time now. I got to get more recipes and more.
Let's get stupid. Beef jerky Thursdays.
All right.
And
beef jerky Thursdays. What else is going on? Derby week. The golf this week is the Byron Nelson.
Yep. Which is better than what you had last week.
Yes.
I hate that New Orleans tournament.
TPC Craig Ranch.
Yep.
We are 3 weeks away from the PGA Championship. That'll be May 15th. A couple weekends away, I should say. Not really three, but 2 weeks.
Also, both playoffs have been great so far.
Yeah.
All of it. Yeah. All of it's been awesome. The NBA playoffs have been great. The Warriors-Rockets series has been a war. The Leafs.
By the way, everyone.
Being the Leafs again, making things interesting.
Everyone.
I can't wait for tonight just to see if they choke again.
Everyone was talking Warriors, Lakers eventually. Lakers are out.
Yeah.
And the Warriors?
The Warriors are going to get through.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, they got smoked last night, but I think they're going to get through.
And they're going to do. How far are they going to go?
It's going to depend how healthy Jimmy Butler is. If Jimmy Butler's healthy, they could win the whole thing.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sal. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But He gets hurt. He plays super hard. He already has his pelvis is like on the side of his hip is like all black and blue. I can't believe he didn't break something.
Yeah.
That's going to be dependent on that. So they could go all the way, though. He's playing right now. And that'd be fun. I love, especially with LeBron out now. Give me Steph against anybody at this point. Just anybody. Give me as much Steph as I can handle while he's still raining threes from everywhere. Like one of the best sporting events, like watching moments of the year so far, the last 12 months, was him at the Olympics going nuclear at the end
against France.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
this is one of the
that.
Best moments of the last 5 years. I mean, it's incredible.
And then I don't know what this is in me. I wasn't rooting against Rory. Obviously don't root against the Bills if they're the equivalent of this in football. For something about the Leafs just makes me really want to see them blow it every time. I don't know what that is. Because I like their guys. I like Matthews. I like Marner. But
yep.
they are the same thing here. They talk about it. They feel that pressure. Like we talked about with the Bills earlier. We're like, you're supposed to win. And they know they're supposed to win. And every time they get here, they can't get through.
Tyler Dunn has a Q&A with Brandon Bean. In it, quote about James Cook is up at profootballtalk.com. Bean said about James Cook. What do you think he said? What's it always start with Bean?
We love James.
Okay. You'd love to have everyone here. Who wouldn't? You'd love them to be around and start forming that bond. But James is working. This is about James not being at OTAs. I know he's down there training in South Florida. He's working. First of all, he's competitive and sure. Everyone wants to get paid. And he knows he's got to still show he's James Cook, the guy we saw, if he wants to get that payday. Either from us or someone else. That's any player that doesn't currently have a contract extension yet. Bean said there are very few running backs on the tier of Barkley, McCaffrey, and Henry. When asked about his view on big investments in running backs in general, Cook's target suggests he feels he's in that tier. Bean's comments suggest that the third time will have to be the charm. That's the write-up from Pro Football Talk. But Tyler Dunn has the Q&A. Would you pay James Cook? Would Bean pay James Cook?
I don't think he will, and I don't think he should.
I think he should to a point. We'll see what that number is. I'd like to get a web server that can just eliminate every time the GM says something that I think he means, but is not of value. You'd love to have everything you can. He says that all the time. Love to have everything. Yeah, we all would love to have everything. Okay. What's the actual truth, though? Not that that's not the truth, but you know what I mean. Like, you'd love to have everyone. You would. You would love to keep Gabe Davis, but you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. You said, we have a value on Gabe. Their value is higher. Go ahead and take him. We have a value on Tremaine Edmonds. You can go ahead and take him. James Cook, they're going to have their value on James Cook. And if it gets to next season, we might find out that somebody values him more. Maybe don't. We'll find out. But that's the story. He's going to have to show. He's still got to show. He's James Cook, the guy we saw last year. Good stuff.
And then even then, he's saying, that doesn't mean I'm going to pay him.
That's right.
Someone will.
That means
but
us or,
doesn't mean I will.
Or someone else. In which case, get ready to draft one next year.
Oh, first round running. Listen, this draft was great. And we had the fiery exchange on Monday. It wasn't really exchange, it was Bean. But the draft wasn't like the most polarized. Everyone kind of agreed, right? They need defense. They're going to draft defense. We think they're going to draft defense. They drafted defense. Next year, if James Cook leaves in free agency, I mean, the draft discussions will be at peak
running
form
back.
Because we will be talking about running backs. I will not want one, but we will definitely be talking about it.
Number one running back?
Yeah.
In Todd McShay's mock, Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame. Supremely talented, powerful runner, excellent acceleration. Feels like something big could happen every time he touches the ball.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Love. Any other running backs in the first round as of right now in Todd McShay's mock draft? Todd McShay's mock is loaded with receivers. Loaded.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how many? One,
how
two.
Many?
Three is first round. Four. One, two, three, four. I already said four. So five.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Okay.
Six. Looks like it's six first round receivers. Six.
Okay.
Big number.
Yeah.
Extendo Sports coming up.